Judge Gary Owen, March 6th, Chattanooga at Memorial Auditorium. March 7th, Mobile at the Civic Center. Right now, he's still in L.A. shooting pilots. Good luck, Gary. Gary, good morning.
Hey. I'm good. I read somewhere they said that white people are collecting food stamps more than black people.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of people were shocked by that statistic. and I was just thinking, I grew up on that stuff. Like, it's funny when I was growing up because that's all we did was go get government cheese and powdered milk. And we never saw black people at where I went to go get it. That was just part of the everyday life, you know? Hey, Gary. Hey, Barb. Hey, guys. We saw everybody in the trailer park getting it. So now that it's an official statistic, you know, all my friends are like, can you believe it? I'm like, dude, it's like a secret society nobody talks about is broke white people because we're out here.
So you grew up in a trailer park and it was all white?
There was no black people in the trailer park. Only black people I saw growing up was Arnold and Willis on Different Strokes, Tootie on Facts of Life, and then Webster. That was it.
Sounds like a big episode of Mayberry. I just like when you're walking into Floyd's barbershop. Hey, Gary. Hey, Floyd.
When you go down to the when you would go down to the food stamp office, though, that wasn't an office just for the trailer park. That was an office for the entire county.
Or did you have them come
county?
To you?
No, that was no. It was for the county where I lived. There wasn't any black people. So our whole line was white. Everybody getting that cheese and the powdered milk was all white people. And so every time, like, I would see people on TV, and I was watching stand-up growing up, like Def Jam and Comic View, and then I'd hear all the black comics be like, you know, that gum and cheese makes the best macaroni and cheese. I was like, yep, it does. It does. And so a lot of people ask, why do you relate to black people so much? I go, the stuff I used to listen to. I go, That was us.
You were on food stamps. You were doing government cheese and powdered milk.
Oh, every bad, quote unquote, black stereotype was us. You know what I mean? We had all the single moms with a bunch of kids. We was like, no, that's us. You know what I mean? It stinks when your daddy ain't around. I go, it does stink. I don't know my dad. I mean, that was us growing up. You know what I mean? But nobody talks about it, though. It's weird. Nobody ever talks about the broke white people out there because we're out here. Our problem is, you know, we don't have the violent crime because we don't shoot each other. If we got a gun halftime, we're shooting ourselves on accident. you know what I mean? So like, I'm gonna get Johnny. Boom. Ah, dang it. That's how bad we were with guns, though. We had literally, Tom, we had a guy across the street in a trailer across the street from us.
Uh-huh.
He shot himself in the face and didn't die. How bad are you right there that you shot half your jaw off and made it? That's like double loser. Like, you tried it and missed.
Well, I guess if you ever watch Honey Boo Boo, you know what you're saying is true.
Well, honey, when I saw Honey Boo Boo, I literally had to call my mom and be like, they found us. They found us, Mom. The secret's out. It was a hybrid of all my neighbors growing up was Honey Boo Boo.
Gary Owen, Chattanooga and Mobile this weekend. Don't miss it. All right, Gary, good job.
All right, y'all. We'll see you next week.
The secret society of broke white people.